Hello everyone, welcome back to my page called Mold Result to Serial Version of You. And on my today's episode, I'm going to discuss with you about the topic called qualities of leaders, or you can call some qualities which and attributes which make a leader successful. So through there are several leadership styles. Like, every leader has to develop a style appropriate to the needs of the leaders or create a situation among the group. So it is a universal fact that every person's leadership skills are unique and cannot be brought from another. So the leader has to grow by their own. Gradually, to be a good leader, one need to have a positive sense of humor, and that is not derogatory or distasteful. Possess a good listening skill, ability to truly enjoy being with the people and genuinely, which is most important, that to accept the other person's point of view. Like, I think the leader has to be optimistic, wonderful, and capable of handling situations which is in difficulties, and the leader has to be friendly within the prescribed limits of the social norms. Like, this friendliness has to be done with the appropriate things, like not being so close or too isolated. Essentially, the leader has to be a broad-minded, relaxed, and open to the criticism as well. So however, she or he cannot afford to be silent or criticized that are not related to their job or just damaging their nature of job or their image as well. So while working with the group members, I think from the diverse culture, while social workers were working or from different divisions of field, that is a broad culture background is an advantage for them. And also this aids the process of culture melting pot, so further enabling smooth interaction and accomplishment of the group task. The leader is to be calm and silent towards their work and towards the members. So the leader is a human being too. We all know that with the problems or with their problems and fears to handle, but a wise leader fully understand that is what is essential or what is important to keep their problem side, especially the personal one, and making the group members listeners to this accept the group leader know it is only self-damaging things, like burdening the members with personal difficulties is detrimental to the leaders and while they're functioning also. So gradually the leader has to necessarily control their emotion, temper as well, and has to be extra cautious of exposing their feeling to the group. And finally, the leader has to be well groomed physically too, and they must keep on mind about their looks and about their appearance. Like, the leader has to stick to comfortable clean outfits as well as clean, well-kept hairs, not clattering trinkles or flashy colors, heavy costumes or any disturbing things. Like, the leader has to make sure that his or her appearance is appropriate to the group's culture and acceptations. So he or she has to avoid improper manners or gestures as well. In short, I want to tell, by staying poised and collected, the leaders make the group to fall in line as well as to fall in love with them, while just they share about their feelings or something related to their work. So this all things are for today, and I will more elaborate things on my next episode, like some decision making qualities or some leadership qualities which help them in making some kind of decision related to work or related to community. So we'll continue these things on my next episode. for today. Take care, and you must follow me for my improvement, or you can also tell, like, you can also support me for my for anything, like, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook page, and also you can hear me on Spotify by clicking More Yourself to Serial Version of You, and you can follow me on Instagram by typing my suruvui.1998. So take care, and bye.